Hardin County, which hugs the Ohio River, sits in far southeastern Illinois. And like many areas in the far southern part of the state, the county is rural and small. In fact, according to 2018 numbers from the United States Census Bureau, with 3,910 residents, Hardin County is the least populated of Illinois' 102 counties. And dealing with the opioid crisis can be a problem with counties that have a small population base like Hardin County. WSIU Radio recently talked with a health professional about a new tool that Hardin County has to combat the opioid problem.
My name is Alicia Foster. I work for Family Counseling Center as the Hardin County Opioid Response Program Coordinator.
Okay, and of course, opioids are in the news a lot, and it seems to me that really no place in the country is immune to this problem. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is a nationwide epidemic, and Hardin County is not unique in the struggles it has in our area. So it struggles the same way as it does nationwide.
Sure. And you and some of your partners there have actually created a coalition which will be like another tool to fight the epidemic. On, let's see, November the 4th, you launched this gathering. Tell us what happened on November the 4th.
Well, actually, our coalition started about a year ago. It's made up of about five of us right now. I think we've added someone out of the Sheriff's Department recently. But on November 4th, what we actually launched was one of our initiatives to bring awareness and education to the community, and it was the Be the One communication campaign. Thankfully, we had one of our coalition members, Prevention First in Springfield. We used their expertise in this area to help us develop a communication campaign that is unique to Hardin County. It addresses the gaps in knowledge that they have based off of a community needs assessment that we disseminated last year. And also, we've put together a focus group of Hardin County residents. We wanted this campaign to be very specific to Hardin County, to the people of Hardin County, and where this is something that is their own.
Gotcha. And also, I'm reading the press release. You have a lot of good partners right here on my campus. The SIU School of Medicine is involved in this as well. Is that right?
Yes. We started with the Center of Rural Health and the Rural Health, and Social Service Development.
Okay.
And then now we have some other departments that are kind of coming on as well.
Sure. And I didn't realize it until I read the news release. Evidently, there's a unit of the federal government which can help places in southern Illinois. It's under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under the Rural Communities Opioid Response Planning Center, I guess. That's really good to know that they're in your corner.
Yes, absolutely. What Family Counseling Center was actually awarded the planning grant under the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program by HRSA, and that started in September of 2018, and that their funding lasted for about a year. So they created the foundation. They got our action plan. Their support allowed us to develop an action plan and to start our consortium. First and foremost, our intention is not to villainize opioids. We understand that they do play a role when it comes to managing pain. However, at the same time, there are significant risks that can occur. And in many cases, especially with long-term opioid use, that it can lead to misuse and even opioid use disorder, which is a substance use disorder. And it's a very and like I said, the opioid epidemic has led to an increase in opioid use disorders. So we just want to let the community know how that those with opioid use disorders, it is a brain disease. It is something that it started with possibly with just a prescription, and maybe it went long term. So, I mean, part of the campaign itself is hopefully building an awareness in the people where they can have an informed decision when they make the choice to use opioids as a form of pain management. And then the other part of it is that help-seeking behaviors, that those that, yes, are diagnosed with opioid use disorder that they can make the choices to seek help, where to find help, and how we can go about in the community preventing it and also treating it as well.
The campaign will be, you'll be releasing five distinct messages. So will this be on television? Okay, printed materials, I see, and also on the web, right?
Yes, we have, the campaign has its website. It is, it can be found at our Family Counseling Center website and it, on its own page, Be the One.
Okay.
And then also we have a strong social media presence. You know, in Hardin County, one of the things that Prevention First had completed over the campaign's development is asking the people, how do they get their information? Where, if we're trying to get something out there, then where, you know, where's the best place that we can distribute them? And social media here in a rural area, it's usually social media. So we have our own Facebook page where we are updating them with information that is, and it's not necessarily new information that we're gathering. It's information that is from the CDCs and in other places that we're just kind of putting it in one location that they can educate themselves on. So, and then of course we have posters all around the community. We're utilizing business cards because sometimes a lot of people just don't carry a brochure around with them anymore.
So instead, business card is a lot easier. Just stick it in your wallet. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Those that are at risk for possible overdose are not just people that are taking opioids, but those that are combining it with other medications, benzodiazepines, as well as if they're drinking alcohol. You know, all of those are depressants on the body. So group those together, and it can, you know, it can create some risk factors there. So the purpose of Narcan, getting that out to the public, is that when those risk factors are possible for opioid overdose, that they are, they're equipped to respond to it at home. And thankfully at Family Counseling Center and other agencies throughout Southern Illinois, they, we are equipped to train first responders and the community members on how to identify overdose and the signs of them, and then also how to respond to it, which it includes the Narcan.
Centerstone, they have recently just beefed up their resources to help people with opioid addiction. So that also has to be good along with your efforts to fighting this epidemic. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it takes more than just one agency to serve Southern Illinois. I mean, we are very spread out, you know, such a rural area that, you know, all of us working together and serving our, you know, serving our particular area that we have access to. I mean, it's only going to help those, us in Southern Illinois.
Sure. And I would think that maybe many organizations and stakeholders, and maybe if someone is listening with a church or another faith-based organization, could they maybe get in contact with you and help spread these resources around?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're kind of doing the grassroots approach of just, you know, mailing each church in the area, because you're absolutely right. You know, community stakeholders, it's anybody that has an interest on improving our community. And so, and that includes people and organizations at all levels. So, I mean, everyone can be involved in this because it affects every single one of anybody, whether it's, you know, us ourselves, or whether it is a family member or a friend.
Sure. Yeah. And again, I'm really glad at, I think it was at the very beginning of this interview, you said you didn't want to vilify. I mean, I think all of us know by now that opioid abuse is not just quote unquote drug addicts. It can be anybody that goes and has an operation and they are in such pain that, you know, they get a medication. So again, thanks a lot for getting rid of a stereotype.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to do with communication campaign, is to reduce the stigma that's attached with opioid use, misuse, and the disorder, is that, you know, it can happen to anyone. What, you know, many individuals that they start out with a legit prescription, and this is a brain disease, and sometimes that it goes beyond us. And so our goal is to take away that stigma that's attached to it, where we can openly talk about it and recognize that we are we have resources to help us do this process, and that people can come forward and actually talk about if this is something that they're dealing with.
That was Alicia Foster. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and she was talking about the new public awareness campaign in Hardin County. It's designed to spread knowledge about the growing opioid crisis. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.